Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Wake up, up, up.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Wake up, up, up.
Good morning. Good morning to you
and you
and you.
Robert Scott Bell. You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
How deep is your love? Is your love?
Yes, I know. It is, what do they call it, St. Valentine's Day. I'm not much for these greeting card holidays, I will admit. Oh, no, I'm getting the shoes thrown at me. All the ladies throw, yeah, you heel, Robert Scott Bell, you're not into Valentine's Day. You just don't want to get your, yeah. No. I'm just never been a fan, whether you consider it a pagan ritual or, you know, a reason to give Hallmark some of your money. Obviously, I would much rather have you make your own cards and do creative things as such, but I will acknowledge the vitamin L that flows here 6 days a week is not constrained to one calendar day of the year devoted to saying, I love you. Happy Valentine's Day. Yes, it is Valentine's Day. We're going to do some Valentine's Day theme stuff. Liam Sheff, superhero sidekick, will be back with me next hour in studio. In fact, we'll be back in studio. We'll be talking about some stories, some related to Valentine's Day, some not. But, you know, where we go with Liam, who knows? But it's always a blast. We got that. Also, hey, it's a special day for the Ron Paul campaign. No one but Paul, February 14th, Money Bomb. That is today. Please check it out. I've got the video linked up on it, and it's pretty profound. And you'll understand why we say no one but Ron Paul. And you'll get that. We'll get that, in fact, with Doug Weed. He's a spokesperson and advisor to the Ron Paul campaign. He actually worked with a couple of presidents, including George Herbert Walker Bush, GHWB. Is that right? Yes. We'll ask him about how he made his transformational leap to Ron Paul. This will be interesting. But great communicator, Doug Weed. Really excited to have him on the show today. But back to Valentine's Day. Am I in trouble with my wife? No, actually, I did. You know, I did something I don't usually do. Actually, she did it. She says, honey, look what you got me for Valentine's Day. What, a bowling ball? No, I bought some earrings. You bought me some earrings. She's so lovely that way. I'm so busy working on this show ridiculously. Sometimes it seems like it's 24/7 because it's a passion. You know when you have a mission, a passion for something, you just get lost in it. And sometimes I need somebody to, you know, say, hey, get out of here. Get outside. You know, I love to get my vitamin D every day when I can, but I'll admit some days I forget. I'll go out and do my boxing fitness in the morning, get back into the studio and hardly leave it other than to see the kids for a while. And then I'm back at it. So my lovely wife, and last night, oh my gosh, did she make me a meal? Man, I wasn't even there. I had to eat it cold, but it was still delicious because I was out. I had to run some errands. But the colors of the rainbow fried up in a real iron skillet with fresh garlic and fresh ginger, all organic, some quinoa, and we had some wild-caught fish. Oh, man, I'm still tasting it. It was so good. It didn't matter that it wasn't warm by the time I got back to eat it. Thank you, honey. I love you. I appreciate you so much. You know that. And, of course, beyond the ear, what else did I get her this time? I don't know. We'll find out if I'm in trouble a little later. But I don't think I am. And she's absolutely wonderful, takes care of me and the kids. And so, honey, you know I love you and I appreciate you. And I hope you will say the same, all of you out there, to your special someone, loved one, whatever, family member, friend, mom, dad, daughter, son, grandma, grandpa, whatever it is. And I think one of the greatest gifts you can give is to donate right here on Valentine's Day to the Ron Paul for President campaign. The No One But Paul video. You'll see it up there in the links at robertscottbell.com. And if you've signed up for your daily updates at naturalnewsradio.com, just put your email in there. It's free. You'll get your daily blast, and it'll also link back to the blog. Lots of cool stuff happening with the vaccine seminar. I was talking to Mike Adams yesterday about it. He's just he continues to get through it and is enjoying it immensely. He's telling me that we're going to put some videos together to help promote it. I'm working on an additional document that we've had requested, some more detail on claiming exemptions from vaccines, so be on the lookout for that. And if you've already gotten the seminar, you will have access to it as well, no extra charge. So lots of great things added to that, over 10-plus hours of audio I'm excited to bring you. And by the way, Governor Rick Perry, yes, he dropped out of the race for president, but Slick Rick is at it again. If it isn't just trying to inject every little girl with Gardasil in Texas, now he signed into law a new mandate. Yes, that's right. The meningitis vaccine. Remember, we talked about that a couple of days ago here. The meningitis vaccine is now mandatory for all college students in Texas. Thank you, Rick Perry. This is amazing. This guy has just never seen a gift that he didn't want to give, a Valentine's gift to the pharmaceutical vaccine industrial complex. Now, this will require all AL students under the age of 30 to either show proof of vaccination or, hey, wait, there's an out, a signed affidavit of exemption before being allowed to come to class. See, this is the thing they never tell you about. They say, oh, it's required, so they're not going to tell you. The colleges are not going to instruct you. You have to know either what the law says or the regulation says, or you have to listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Or you have to download the Vaccines Armed and Dangerous seminar through Webseed. And I've got the link right at the front page of robertscottbell.com. You'll see the banner. Just click it and download it. But if you're going to college in Texas, be wary. The needles are pointing at you like you are a dartboard. They want you at every age. You're not 30 yet. They're coming after you. Now, it used to be that the mandate evidently was only for students that live on campus. And it's true that you always have had the freedom to decline the vaccine as a matter of conscience or for religious reasons. But you know that the majority of people are not being told this, and they're just basically saying, no, you don't want to come to school, that's fine. You don't have to get the shot. You want to come to school, get the shot. And so they're not going to tell you. That's why you've got to tell a college student. Here's another Valentine's Day gift. If you know of anybody in college in Texas, especially if they're starting up spring 2012 here coming up, they're going to be coming after them with the needles of the meningitis shot, which is needless, no pun intended, needless to needless, when you're basically healthy. Granted, I know the college students are out there partying and drinking. Hey, beer. There's a story on beer. I'll have to cover this with Liam later. But beer might be good for you. I'm not telling you to overindulge. That's not what I'm saying. Stand by for that one. But if you overindulge the beer, the wine, the hard liquor, the whatever other drugs you're doing, you're not sleeping, you're eating junk food or whatever, yes, that can make it a right place, especially with a lack of hygiene by many college students. And who knows what sanitation's happening in the dorm room. These are things that could precipitate a downturn in the immune system, a downturn in the health to such a degree that a healthy, otherwise healthy child or young adult becomes susceptible for inflammation of the meningeal, if you will, the meningitis that they talk about. If it's bacterial, it can be very dangerous and deadly. That's what, and I've talked about this. But the vaccine is not the answer. Better hygiene, better sanitation, sleep. For God's sake, college students, get some rest. Eat a little bit healthier, maybe a lot bit healthier. Stop with the refined carbohydrates. Don't overindulge in coffee to the point that you blow out your adrenals and blow out your thyroid and on the downward spiral continues. And lo and behold, oh my gosh, meningitis has come about that, oh, if we only mandated the vaccine for every man, woman, and child and young adult in college. Now, this was authored by Texas State Senator Wendy Davis. She's a Democrat. See the Dummycrats? always for the vaccine mandates. That was Senate Bill 1107. And that was the companion bill to the early Jamie Chanbon Act of 2009, which was acted in the beginning of January 1st, 2010. That was where they started for all the on-campus ones. Because a student was severely harmed by meningococcal septicemia, ended up this Jamie, this girl that was the name of the bill, caused her to lose both of her legs and all 10 of her fingers, according to the reports about this story. And here you go. You've got someone that suffered greatly, horribly, disfigured. I mean, I'm not talking ill of that person at all, except that they utilize these people as poster people to promote a vaccine agenda. That's what's disgusting. And you, if you give students the all the information, you don't need to mandate this. If your shot is so damn good, you put it all out there on the line. Here's the science. Here's the evidence. Here are the risks. Here are the dangers. You get to make up your own. Oh, no, we can't have that. Let's just have the governor. Let's have the government. No separation of medicine and state here. Not on the federal level, not on the state level. We'll have them force you to become customers of the vaccine religion. Now, the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC, also lists some very serious reported side effects associated with this meningitis vaccine that include nerve damage, double vision, deadly skin disease like Stevens-Johnson syndrome, and even death. So we go back to 2007, Governor Perry Slick Ricks. Oh, I did it because I hate cancer, when he says he promoted the HPV shot for all girls and mandated it by stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool technique, airing back to Clinton on the federal level, but here Perry on the state level. Any wonder he dropped out of running for president. This guy is amazing. You people in Texas, what are you thinking? With a guy like Rick Perry, why not find somebody that's really liberty-oriented and support them in running for the governorship? If they're a Democrat or Republican, I don't care. As long as they understand these principles of individual liberty, medical freedom, medical sovereignty, etc. Something like a Dr. Ron Paul or someone who espouses to the principles of a Dr. Ron Paul. They're out there more and more than ever. Since the 2007 and 08 election cycle, I've run into more. I've heard from more of them. They're there in Texas as well. So make that another goal on the state level. Start replacing these Democratic and Republican dunderheads who believe in state mandates and start replacing them with men and women who believe in individual liberty and health freedom. That's what we're all about here, especially on Valentine's Day. As if it's any different from any other day, well, it's another Hallmark greeting card pagan ritual. But if you're willing to spread the love, genuine love, I'd say divine love, that vitamin L of the Most High, that's what we attempt to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show every day. Even though Yoda says, do or do not. There is no try. Well, that was a weak Yoda. I apologize. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break. It's got, oh man, Doug Weed's coming up. This is very exciting. Direct from Ron Paul's campaign for the presidency. We're going to be joined by Doug Weed. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the Federal Reserve, gaming the monetary system, the election. Is there fraud going on? How about communicating the message of liberty? Maybe a little health freedom as well. What's the future of freedom in America? Doug Weed joins me next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Say thanks to my sponsors in the meantime.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues now, joined by a presidential historian, and he also consults with an advisor to the Ron Paul campaign for the presidency. His name is Doug Weed, and if you've seen a lot of the media interviews recently, he's done some extraordinary work in communicating things that are seemingly incommunicable in ways to whether the left or the right are interviewing him. Doug, I'm so pleased to have you on board today.
Thank you. It's my honor. Great to be with you.
Well, and happy Valentine's Day as well, going out today on a hopefully a good loving day for everybody in your family as well.
Thank you. For you, too.
Thanks. Now, Doug, we've had a lot of things happening in terms of the acceleration of the awareness of Ron Paul, of the message that he has been saying for 30-plus years. You have worked with politics and with presidents as such, and you have to say what Ron's been doing is quite unique in the realm of politics, because he's not someone that's put his finger up to the wind and changed and shifted whenever the political wind shifted direction.
Ron Paul is incorruptible. Yes, I've never met anybody like him in politics or in any other field.
Well, and I think that the media honestly doesn't still, to some degree, although it's changing a little as he's sustained and grown his audience. I don't know if they know what to make of him even today, because he is so unusual. As you said, incorruptible. How many people in your life have you met that you could say that about?
Yeah, nobody. Yeah, he's a very interesting person, and he's come to us, or I've found him, we've all found him, at a very critical time in our history. There's always corruption. Where there's money and power, there's corruption. It's always been that way, but the corruption has reached epidemic proportions in this country. We have, you know, Ron Paul has a very strong following among Hispanics, and I asked Fernando Cortez, who's our comptroller in the Ron Paul campaign, and said, what's the attraction to Hispanics? He says, it's the same reason young people are attracted to him. They feel that the American dream is slipping away. Mm. And a lot of these Hispanics have come to the United States from other countries in Latin America where there's great corruption. And they get here and they can't believe their eyes at what they're seeing, how the Federal Reserve pumps out trillions of dollars and gives it 0% interest to its favorite companies and favorite banks. It's corrupting of the monetary system. It's tragic and it's alarming to people who are immigrants or to young people who are going to have to inherit this mess.
Yeah, I've talked to people from around the world, particularly those in Eastern Europe who lived under the former Soviet bloc, and they are astonished by what's happening here in the United States. Those of us, generationally wise, never lived under tyranny or under the major threat. Of course, in my lifetime, we've seen the so-called Soviet Empire crumble and the Eastern Bloc crumble as well. But those that lived underneath it yearned for freedom, and when they found it, it was a little difficult at first to understand what it was. Once they got it, then they come to America and they said, you guys are abandoning it. We've already been through that.
Yeah, and we are abandoning our Constitution without even a conversation. I mean, you stop and think, it just not too many years ago, a president of the United States had to have the signature of a judge before he could tap your telephone. Now, a president can kill you without the signature of a judge.
Yes, and Ron Paul has been outspoken more than even the so-called liberal left that were supposedly for civil liberties. Now, you served, if I'm not mistaken, under George Herbert Walker Bush originally. Is that right?
That's right.
Now, he was a guy that was involved. Now, Ron Paul has spoken out against the CIA about the secrecy in government. And, of course, George H.W. came through the CIA. How do you, let's say, experientially communicate what's gone on in that time frame to this time frame, how it may be different, how it may be the same?
Well, I've changed. My attitude has changed. My knowledge has changed. I feel ashamed that I was as gullible as I was. I had to lose the value of my home, the value of my IRAs. It had to touch me personally before I became aroused and began to study it like others have.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the questions, where did my money go? Where did my net worth go? Why? And it's happening to all my friends. Why is the middle class being wiped out? Why are the poor always poor? How, under a liberal president, Barack Obama, could we have the largest transfer of wealth from the poor and the middle class to the rich in American history? How could that happen under a liberal president? I thought they were trying to help the poor. And it drives you to study the issues, to mm-hmm. study monetary policy, to realize that it's not a free market, that people are gaming the system, and to understand the Federal Reserve and how money's created and who it's given to and crony capitalism. It's all an awakening for me. I feel embarrassed coming to it this late.
Well, no, I appreciate you relating that honestly and openly, because I think that's the kind of thing when we talk generationally again. I've brought up my mother on this program. She's 77. She's from Israel originally. And I just heard yesterday she calls me and says, I'm going to volunteer to be a delegate for Ron Paul in Georgia at 77. So, you know, and I talked to Tom Woods about Operation Grandma, and he's talking about we gotta transition these people that are older to understand what's gone on, because they've kind of fallen asleep over the last century as to the slow, subtle rise of tyranny. And so it's not that it's hopeless to get the generations together, because we are seeing a growing number of people beyond Generation X and Y, the greatest generation and younger as well, baby boomers, now coming onto this awareness and awakening, just as you've described.
Yeah, and to me, the ultimate tyranny is the gaming of the monetary system, because if you have a little bit of money, you can defend yourself. If you have a little bit, if you don't have any at all, you're defenseless. And it's been this, you know, Dr. Paul for years has been calling for transparency. And by that, he means he wants the Federal Reserve, this central bank, to be audited so that we can see. And he did get a partial audit for the first time in history.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I say partial, because his plans were very much inhibited by the changes made in the Senate. But it finally passed. And we saw that in 2008, the Federal Reserve created $16 trillion in new money that had never existed and pumped that into the economy in interest-free loans to numerous favored companies. McDonald's got some. Burger King didn't, for example. General Electric got some. The board members, their banks got trillions of dollars. Tragic. $7 trillion was shipped to banks overseas. A lot of it, Britain and France, but some of it, South Korea got some of these trillions of dollars. So while our economy was collapsing in 2008, we were propping up the world. And at 0% interest, while we charged these kids 8%, 12% interest on their college loans, and any other businessman has to go out there and fight to get some money, it's outrageous, and it's heartbreaking.
Hmm. What do you make of what's happening in Greece? We talk about the burning and the fires, the riots as such. Does this portend the potential of coming to our shores? Because I've understood, I think Ron Paul mentioned recently, Bernanke's over there saying that we're going to bail out Greece or the European Union with Federal Reserve note dollars.
Yeah. I don't think people understand where this money comes from the Federal Reserve. When the Federal Reserve creates new money, trillions of dollars, if you think back to Glenn Beck when he tried to drive home to the American people how big the national debt was, and he had these towering charts, in the studio at Fox News, and he walked around and he showed us comparisons to show us how huge the national debt was soaring. Mm-hmm. Well, in 1 year, the Federal Reserve created $16 trillion, the entire accumulated national debt of our whole history as a people at the time was only $12 trillion. They created more money than the whole national debt and pumped it into the bloodstream of the American economy. Where did that money come from? And the answer is, it came from you, it came from me, it came from everybody who's listening to this radio show, it came from poor people. You have these poor people saying, well, at least I don't have to pay my taxes. What a joke. They are paying, they're being taxed because the value of the dollar in their pocket is shrinking. When you create 16 trillion new dollars, the value of each one of those dollars is reduced. So we're all paying for it. That's how the wealth is being transferred from the poor. And we, under George Bush, we were given the impression that there were no taxes, but but we had a $1 trillion war in Iraq off the books. It was paid for with created money. Ron Paul calls it counterfeit money, but
yes,
it's legally created money. But when it's created, it diminishes the value of everybody's money. Mm. That is a tax. And that's why Ron Paul lately, you notice, has begun teaching people that spending is itself a tax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's an amazing thing that he's literally got the world as his classroom, and it isn't only here in America we're waking up. People from all over the world are talking about Ron Paul. It's quite a phenomenon to, you know, the sense that, that people have of a man that, as you say, and I agree, is incorruptible. I had the great fortune of interviewing him a number of times over the years, and his also his stance, and I must add, on health freedom is quite refreshing, because we have degraded into as what's known as a medical monopoly as well. When we talk about how do we lower the costs of healthcare? We hear this always on the left, and the right says it's all about competition, but most people on the so-called conservative right don't understand that we exist right now in an absolute government sanctioned monopoly that only allows for pharmaceutical, what I call allopathic medicine, and there is no freedom from naturopaths and homeopaths and other natural healers to compete for, let's say, who can heal the best for the least amount of money.
Yeah, Ron's been the only guy on that front, the only person on that front, and that's interesting.
Yeah, you talk about health freedom, and he's a physician, you know, within the allopathic medical monopoly, but he's always spoken out for free market medicine and the fact that charity hospitals used to exist as a regular part of the American landscape, and as the government continued to encroach upon health care, or now it's called disease management, as I term it, it became less and less an option even for these hospitals were literally regulated out of the charity business.
Yeah, I hear you.
So it's really an astonishing turnabout what's happening here. Although, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about was what happened recently in Maine, and this is an ongoing issue. When we talk about, you mentioned gaming the system, right? In Maine, they have all of these caucuses. It looked like Ron Paul was doing tremendously well, and then one of the bigger caucuses in the areas, basically, that was supporting Ron, they sort of called it on account of snow that wasn't really there. And they said, we are not going to count it at all, and so they awarded the state to Romney. Now, that may or may not be a big issue in the big scheme of things, because you went on the Rachel Maddow show last week and explained to like nobody's business had ever heard the delegate strategy that Ron Paul has, which was astonishing.
Yeah, but it nobody likes to get cheated. And there was a dust of snow that fell, yet they canceled it in advance. Some of the media is misreporting it and is saying, oh, it was severe cold weather. Well, they're used to cold weather there in Maine. That's no big deal.
Yes.
And the Girl Scouts didn't cancel their meetings in the county. It's pretty disheartening. No one likes to be taken advantage of or cheated.
Well, what we're coming to conclusion was is the Girl Scouts are tougher than the old GOP Republican establishment in Maine.
Yeah, I guess Mitt Romney has his reasons for needing that victory pretty badly.
All right, well, let's take a quick break here. We'll be back with Doug Weed. He's an amazing man, and the way he communicates, I want to get more on the thing, because maybe we can all learn something about how to communicate the message of freedom like he's been doing out there for Ron Paul for some time now. So stand by. Valentine's Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Be back in just a moment.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
We're back. We're talking with Doug Weed. He advises the Ron Paul campaign. He's been an advisor to presidents before, and an amazing man, the history he knows, and he shared a little bit of his awakening to what we call the Ron Paul revolution here. We appreciate him greatly for all that he's communicating out there. Doug, again, thanks for hanging on with us.
Hey, great to be with you, buddy.
All right. Now, Doug, the issue of communication comes up time and again. Some people have said, criticize Ron. They still like him, but they say he's just not communicating the message like we'd like to have it communicated. And, of course, one person can only do so much. He's been at it for 30, 40 years. People didn't even have the ears to hear. They're finally waking up. But what have you found since you came from a different, let's say, political perspective within the Republican Party from years past that allowed you to transition and communicate so effortlessly? Leslie, to even Rachel Maddow, who usually doesn't get this stuff.
Well, I admire Dr. Paul. He if he's not the great communicator, I put it this way: he's the great provocateur. He says things that provoke people and irritate people and drive them to Google, and they find it on their own. And then when they find this information on their own, and I went through this, they say, "Oh my goodness, he's right! He's right!" And then they have the pride of self-discovery and the pride of authorship, and they become fully committed to him in a way they never would be if he spoon-fed it to them. And he's that way with his own family. I talked to some of his kids, and they said he was always like that. They said he'd say, hey, here's a book you ought to read, or here's an article that you might enjoy. He never crammed his ideas down their throat. He let them discover for themselves. And I think that's at the heart of this movement he's created, because he's got all of these people, opinionated people, committed. They can argue their case because they understand it, because they've studied it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other candidates don't have that. But as far as any criticism of him, anybody saying, well, he's not a great candidate, you stop and think. It's been years and years that we've lived under this Federal Reserve. And the fact is that 4 years ago, 74% of the country didn't know what the Federal Reserve was and is.
Yeah,
and
true.
Now 78% want to see it audited. That's pretty remarkable communication. I think the Federal Reserve see him as a great communicator.
It really is extraordinary when you start measuring it out in that way. Sometimes they'll say, well, look at how many laws has he passed. I mean, he's the guy trying to get rid of laws, not pass them, and he's put legislation to more or less repeal things. He said no to things for so many years. So I look at it as a badge of success that he hasn't burdened us with more laws that are maybe come legal, as we say, but not necessarily lawful in terms of the Constitution. And you mentioned the children of presidents, because you wrote a New York Times bestseller book, All the President's Children. Were any of the children that you interviewed raised in such a way as Ron Paul has raised his kids, or was that quite unique?
Yeah, it was quite unique. I mean, there are some who let their kids kind of learn on their own, but Ron's just a great example in the way he lives. And I mean, here's a guy, country doctor, who came to Washington. He's never taken a bribe. He hasn't participated in the congressional pension program because he feels it's unfair, and never gone on a junket. Can you imagine that? Never said, Carol, come on, we're going to go to Hawaii with the rest of our buddies in Congress, or we're going to go to Europe for 60 days. Just a remarkable person.
Yeah, and I don't even think he did that as a doctor. You know how the drug companies will send doctors all over the place to Hawaii as well. So, I mean, the man of integrity through and through, the private sector life as well as his life in public service in this way. And it really is something, you know, I still shake my head every time I look at the guy and his record and think it's just an amazing thing we're witnessing. And it is causing a real wake-up call. I think the people that are most upset with him, maybe because they're reflecting something back to them that they don't want to see about their own failings.
Yeah, could be. Well, he's exposed a lot. It's kind of comical when I do these TV shows. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the makeup lady will shut the door and start leveling with me. And it's funny, the engineers will whisper in my ear, we support Ron Paul. And I had one makeup lady give me a little lecture on how various holding companies own this company that owns that company that owns one of the networks, and therefore the network is biased. And I said to her, how do you know all of this? I thought, I can't believe this. We got a conspiratory theorist in the right inside the network.
Yes.
She said, I listen.
Wow. That's really extraordinary. And I had the opportunity to interview Judge Napolitano a few years ago when he wrote his book, I believe it was A Nation of Sheep. And he was discussing a lot of things. And off the record, of course, we talked and laughed about Fox News. It's like, how are they allowing you to speak about the things you're speaking about at Fox News? And come to find now, as of the last week or so, we learned that his Freedom Watch show was canceled. And there was a great uproar among the people that love what he talks about. And he's also, of course, a good friend and supporter of Ron Paul. And he says there are other people on the inside that do support this message.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all over the place. You never know. It could be your car mechanic. He may be able to lecture you on the monetary system. It's hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, you'll hear some pundit just yapping away, and you're astounded at his ignorance, that he's missing a whole chunk out of what's going on with the monetary system. And so people are catching on.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Glenn Beck, and of course I mentioned Rachel Maddow. These are representatives to some degree of certain political thought forms out there. And Glenn's been great on the Fed, on the issues of monetary and laying that out. But he seems to lose it in terms of the foreign policy, where a lot of people get lost as far as Ron Paul's message, because I believe it is one of incredible strength, what Ron Paul is promoting. And they're afraid that he's somehow weak on defense.
Well, some of them have ulterior motives. When I was worked in the White House of George Herbert Walker Bush, we had a lot of these conservative leaders. It was a little disillusioning to me come in promoting Star Wars, promoting different programs and companies lobbying. They wanted money for these programs, and they earned big salaries from them. It was all about money. And, you know, the United States spends 43% of the world's military budget. 43%. You feel safe? We have 50,000 jets. Our nearest competitor is China. They have 5,000 jets. Are you safe yet? We now have boots on the ground in Australia. And I have friends who Skype me from Australia saying, what is going on? Because it's all over the newspapers down there. For the first time since World War II, American troops are now stationed in Australia. And the rationale is that China has designs on Australia, so America needs to have troops there. And it's just so idiotic. Really? China would loan us the money to put American troops in Australia to defend Australia against China?
Right. And here I was, I thought it was, you know, Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, when he passed from this planet, that we needed to go in and protect Australians from the northern crocodiles there in the territory.
Well, so it's obviously somebody's making money.
Yeah.
And you know, there was a time when we could allow that sort of thing. Now Ron Paul is wanting to bring it under control because we're broke. And we are in danger. Our national security is in danger because of the economic collapse. That's what killed the Soviet Union. It wasn't it wasn't the Islamic extremists that brought down the Soviet Union. It was a collapse from within.
Yeah, and when we talk about so-called radical terrorists around the world, they didn't have to really blow up but two buildings, if that, per se, in order to just get us to just economically destroy ourselves in a war that doesn't end.
Yeah, it's endless wars, a world without end, wars without end. Oh, man, there are so many wars we could have. This was one of the things that Ron Paul argued, is there are so many wars that we may need that we can't have, because we can't have another war now. For example, we're not going into Syria because we can't. We're overextended. We can't go into Somalia because we can't. We're overextended. And Somalia, the war in Somalia, you're talking about Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is there. And you have one of the greatest human tragedies in our lifetime unfolding with the starvation of tens of thousands of people because Al-Qaeda won't allow the NGOs and World Vision and Mercy Corps and others to get in to feed those starving people. They've blocked it. They've stopped it. But there's no end to the wars we could have, and there's no end to bad guys. You remember Pol Pot? He's probably the worst person who lived in our lifetime.
Yes.
Who marked for execution people who wore eyeglasses, for example. They were all to be executed because if they wear eyeglasses, they can read. If they read, we don't want them. He drove all the forklifts into the sea. He closed the hospitals and turned them into prisons, and marked for execution anyone who was in education, any teachers, anyone who had graduated, any college, anyone who'd earned a college degree was marked for execution. And yet Ronald Reagan never went after Pol Pot. They never touched him. He lived and he died, and finally his people brought him to trial. And this idea that we have to make every decision for every person on earth is going to bankrupt us.
Well, and that's a very important point, because there is, as Ron Paul says, there's no constitutional authority for us to police the world, right? We could see tragedies around the planet. Heck, we got tragedies at home. I mean, they're going to happen. They happen. Where is our obligation? You know, and of course, no one's stopping. The Constitution doesn't stop any individual American from going over and providing aid to those in need or taking up arms if they want to be a mercenary. But why should we steal from all of the Americans against their will, even to go off and save somebody, but at the same time, you end up enriching a dictator who may even be worse.
You know, I interviewed Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter after they left the White House when Ronald Reagan won. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of the interview, Mrs. Carter stood up and started pacing around the room. And she said, you know, if Jimmy had bombed Tehran, we still would be in the White House. And somewhere along the line, presidents figured this out, that if you're at war, you can get reelected. And we've been at war ever since.
Basically, yeah.
And it's tragic. You know, they'll do everything they can to save that body and bring that body home. It may have no arms or legs. They'll spend millions of dollars to save that body. The wife will divorce them. The parents will care for that body until they die. Mm-hmm. And then the body will be shuffled off into a veterans hospital somewhere and die old with cockroaches running around their feet. If they really cared about those soldiers, they would take care of them all the way.
Yeah.
And not just keep them alive. They've learned that if they can keep the kill rate down, they can have their war and it can go on and on.
Yeah, but it breeds the pharmaceutical dependence. I mean, a suicide rate among our troops coming home is atrocious. It's outrageous. I mean, we wouldn't want to see one do it, but my goodness, it far outpaces almost any other group of people on the planet right now. And that should tell us a lot.
Yeah, and that's the point that Ron Paul makes, that this is a tragedy for the families, mm-hmm. a tragedy for the children, for the spouse. It was bait and switch. It was come, spend one weekend a month in the National Guard and get paid and end up getting a retirement in the military. And then all of a sudden, we started having these wars, and that 1% was sent back and back and back and back, and the divorce rate climbed, mm-hmm. and the suicide rate climbed. It is a real tragedy.
Yeah, all those things tend to destroy families, as does excessive taxation and the inflation tax and all of these things. Now, if we look forward and hopefully positively to the future, we have to say that Ron Paul has excited the young people like no other candidate in my lifetime that I've ever witnessed, and this is really fun. Now, I just talked to Kurt Wallace, my friend from Liberty Pulse. He was at CPAC. Were you at CPAC as well?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, so CPAC, this is the conservative group that meets every year. Ron Paul won the straw poll the last 2 years running. He decides he's not going. He's campaigning in Maine, et cetera. It used to be a raucous party. I mean, it was just alive and vibrant. You should see the excitement. This year, no Ron Paul, no youth. It was like a bunch of people there was nobody. There's no future in the Republican Party without Ron Paul and the people that believe in liberty.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. These young people are coming in and they're taking over the party.
Yeah, and of course it was a neoconservative talking fest without Ron Paul and the group that we're following there as well. So it's again, we see the movement of youth, the movement of freedom, as Ron Paul has said, the movement, you know, that loves liberty. It's a young idea as well, and it cannot be stopped by any standing army. And Doug Weed, you're doing such tremendous work in communicating that message out there, and I just appreciate all that you're doing. And I'm glad on this Valentine's Day you were willing to spend some time with us and give us some backstory here to these things.
Thank you so much. Good luck to you today.
And yes, absolutely. And anybody that wants to learn more about Doug Weed, I have in my blog notes linked up dougweed.com, dougweed.com. Check it out. Lots of great YouTubes I linked, as well as his interview last week with Rachel Maddow. You should all watch. It was brilliant. Doug, thanks again. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
From political healing back to physiological, emotional health and healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this brief break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? Immune Tree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Thanks again to Doug Weed for dropping by on a special Money Bomb Day for Congressman and Dr. Ron Paul running for president. Let's do it. No matter what, the message of liberty is growing, and I appreciate everybody out there helping to spread that message of liberty. And, of course, right here with Health Freedom on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. Thank you for being here. By the way, a story I wanted to cover I saw that popped up yesterday, I think, or a couple of days ago. Nearly 1 in 20 U.S. adults over 50 have fake knees. Have fake knees. Can you imagine that? We have become an artificial culture. 1 in 20, what is that, 5 in 100, 5% of Americans don't even have their real body parts anymore. And that's just knees. We're not talking about other things. Question is, why are they wearing out? Why are they wearing? Is it just that you get old that you wear them out? And I understand. Listen, there are a lot of people that have injuries early in life. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul had an injury. It took him out of track. He was a great athlete. There's a great video, in fact, of him playing the congressional baseball game. He was like the deepest, the best hitter. This guy was an athlete. That was just like 20-something years ago. 24 years ago, he was the top athlete in Congress as far as baseball player. But again, you have interesting injuries that happen early on. Now, if you aren't aware of the things to do, and if, of course, if you're raised or grown allopathically, you might just rely on non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs after you've had surgery. But that only masks the symptoms. Yes, it can reduce inflammation temporarily, but it can counter certain healing necessities within the body's metabolism to promote the healing of tissue. And, of course, it can create scar tissue as such from these injuries and surgeries that limits the blood flow, limits the lymphatic flow within that area. And now the cells are stuck. They're not replenishing that area as well as they could, or not at all, in fact. And that's where you get necrotic and dead tissue and scar tissue, as I said. And at that point, eventually, the tissue breaks down because you don't have adequate blood flow, lymph flow. There's stasis there, and you don't have movement through there. Where there's no movement, there's no life. And so eventually these things are, you know, broken down. Now, partly due to the mineral deficiencies as well as the toxin proficiencies of the cells locally. But so many people are not aware that they are deficient in vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals, yet still they don't understand this. And they'll think, well, I need more calcium, where there's an abundance of calcium. Even as our soils are depleted, there's still a lot of calcium to be had from many sources. Whereas these trace minerals, the macro minerals, yes, they're there as well, but still there's a lot of magnesium deficiency, but particularly those trace minerals. And I've said this time and again, I'll say it again, perhaps the most important mineral when we talk about the connective tissue of the body, and in this case I'm talking especially the skeletal system, is the silicon that is basically robbed from the food because it's all refined. The grains wiped out, 90-95% of these things. Silica's gone. And not many people are consuming horsetail extract tea. And that's why I utilize the Alta Health Products Silica, the Alta Silica, ALTA Silica. And I would recommend about 5,000 milligrams a day for someone trying to rebuild their connective tissue, particularly to prevent joint replacement, you know, artificially. So in addition to the magnesium, in addition to the boron and a lot of other living minerals that are really critical for rebuilding skeletal integrity, the silicon is very, very important. And you can get some from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. I mean, that you want a Valentine's Day gift? Okay, get the gift of silicon. And he's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Also want to welcome, remember we had Dr. K on a while back. We'll have to get him back on. But ImmuneTree Colostrum officially is now part of the Robert Scott Bell Show family. We'll be talking more about that and how to give the gift of healing, immune system regeneration, and the colostrum can do that as well. But there you go, some physiological health and healing. Remember, homeopathic Rus toxicodendron is an excellent remedy for arthritic pains because it helps to gather up the uric acid, if you will, the waste products that are stuck in the skeletal tissue that are inflaming it. There are other things that are more comprehensive, and for those, you can go to Dr. King, King Bio, and get a comprehensive skeletal formula like for rheumatism, arthritis, and such. So that's cool. Hey, oh, we were giving away some books, Valentine's Day books. I may have three more to give away if you want to call. The publisher sent me some more at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And if you're in domestic U.S., preferably, that makes it easier for me to ship them out to you because I'm not making a cent off of this. But it's just a thank you to all of those loyal listeners that are out there that were moved by my interviews with Dr. Charles Richards about the psychology of wealth. And in fact, we did have a call on one, and one of our winners, her name is Nancy, and let's hear from her.
Hello, Robert. Boy, another great show, as usual. Look forward to listening to the rerun a little bit later. But on the psychology of wealth, boy, when he said that we can't be afraid of change and failure, those are my middle names. I mean, I've gone through my whole life not wanting to change and not wanting to fail, so just staying in my comfortable rut, you know, digging myself a grave, basically, is what you do when you stay in your rut. But yeah, when he said that, change and failure, I was like, man, I need to find out, you know, how to not be afraid of change and failure. So
that's Nancy. I appreciate it. Yes, you're getting a book sent to you, and I appreciate you calling in on that issue, change and failure. You talk about Valentine's Day, okay? We do that. You want to give a gift those that you love. That fear change or fear failure. I mean, part of the love you can give is no matter what, even if they so-called fail, that you still love them. That message that it doesn't matter, honey. If you try, you know, you fail, it's okay. And of course, some of the greatest things that we all do are due to the things we learn from failing or from change. Now, my wife tends to like change. She's like, she moved around the world as a civilian military brat, and you know, she marries me and suddenly she's stuck in places and doesn't move much anymore. So she's ready for change and, you know, not afraid of failure per se. And of course, we've launched this, now we're a year plus into it, and if we were afraid of failure, I'm sorry, we're not getting it here. And of course, all those that listen to this message of health freedom are succeeding, in fact, where their doctors have failed them, where we have basically blindly been obedient to the medical profession in the past. We're no longer doing so, and we're succeeding on levels in the health arena that were considered impossible, if you will. Many of the things that we present here are considered impossible by the allopathic medical profession, except for those like Dr. Batar, Dr. Gonzalez, of course, Dr. King, and others that we highlight here that understand all healing is possible when we understand the principles and apply them. That is detoxification, cleaning up what's in our body that needs to get out, and giving the body that which it needs. And then, of course, acknowledging the emotional issues. That's what Dr. Richards was so good about in regards to abundance, psychology of wealth. So, Nancy, I'm glad you appreciated that. I appreciated you. We have another book winner who's actually a friend of mine here, and she won a book by calling up when I said, hey, call up 866, the number, 939-BELL, and she did it, and she got one of Charles Richards' books, The Psychology of Wealth, my dear friend Sherry.
Well, hey, Robert Scott. This is Sherry in Raleigh. I just listened to your interview with Charles Richards, and I heard about the books. So if you have an extra one and want to send it up here, but if you have someone else that needs it more, because I know I'll be seeing you next month here at the rally for Ron Paul, the Raleigh rally for Ron Paul. So real excited. We had 40 people last night, so I might have to get a bigger room because they were just here to hear a local guy.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, looking forward to the rally for Ron Paul. I was invited up to speak, and that's March 24th. Yeah, that's a Saturday in Raleigh, North Carolina. I've got the links up at the blog notes at robertscottbell.com. And Sherry, don't be so quick to give away your book. You're so nice. Shit, my friends are nice. It's like, well, if somebody needs it more, it's okay. No, you grab your book and hold on to it. Don't let it go, at least until you read it first. And then, of course, you can give it away. That's the gift of abundance. That's the gift of healing. That's the Valentine spirit, the vitamin L that we support here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got a lot more healing to do. Next hour, of course, my superhero sidekick, Liam Sheff, returns. He'll be joining us in studio in a little while. We're going to talk about, I'm not going to tell you what we're going to talk about. You're just going to have to stay tuned and listen, because it's a special Valentine's Day broadcast of the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know it's going to be fun when Liam's around. So stick around and tell your friends that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Good news yesterday out of Paris, France, as Monsanto was found guilty of chemical poisoning in France. Can you imagine a country that actually has the you-know-what, the French, well, they do love their food, do they not? The French cuisine. A French court on Monday declared U.S. biotech giant Monsanto guilty of chemical poisoning of a French farmer, a judgment that could lend weight to other health claims against pesticides. Geez, what does it take to acknowledge? Do we need the courts to declare pesticides toxic poisons? Of course, it's known in the scientific realm that that's what they are, but we'll take it wherever they get. Good Valentine's Day gift, I would say. In the first such case heard in a court in France, the grain grower, Paul Francois, says he suffered neurological problems, including memory loss, headaches, and stammering after inhaling Monsanto's Lasso weed killer back in 2004. He blames the agribusiness giant for not providing adequate warnings on the product label. Now, how much warning do you need? This stuff kills stuff. Yeah, skull and crab, it's enough. But at the same point in time, if it takes this kind of court case to bring the awareness to the population of France, I just wish it would come over to the population of America and everybody would go organic. You know, we talk about a Valentine's Day gift. If you're going to give your loved one a gift of chocolate, make it organic, non-GMO, you know, on and on. That alone would be a great gift. Non-GMO. Let everybody know, if you're genetically modified, you're not my Valentine. I wonder what other things we could do for Valentine's Day here as I'm thinking about it. Liam Sheff's working his way into the studio. We'll get him on next segment. Let's see. Well, you know, I know people want me to talk about the lower chakra portions of Valentine's Day. We talk about the intimate relations. And no, you will not hear Viagra commercials on the Robert Scott Bell Show. No. Because we recognize that dysfunction in that realm of the human life or animal, whatever, is due largely to the same thing that causes so many other ailments and diseases. Nutrient deficiencies, toxin proficiencies, drug dependencies. And these drug dependencies I'm talking about are mostly by FDA-approved varieties of medications. Now, if you have dysfunction, and I've told stories of people that find out, oh, you're a homeopath. You have something that would help me, I don't want to say, but I'm having trouble down there, right? You hear that all the time. Now, you'll go to a health food store, and the men will tell them, or maybe their wives will come in and tell them. But it's not, it's not just one magic pill like the blue pill that could kill you. There are side effects. Let's not be overstepping or sidestepping that reality. In the herbal kingdom, there are things that address that level or area functioning. One of them, you may have heard of, is yohimbinum or yohimbe. That is an irritant. They call it a sexual irritant because it irritates the organs. That's how it somehow stimulates things to happen down there. But there's also something called the Spanish fly. You ever heard of Spanish fly? They used to make movies about it in the 1950s. I pour some Spanish fly in their tea. Will it? Of course, the Spanish fly is literally a green fly from Spain. I know. I've seen a bucket of them when I was, working in the homeopathic realm more regularly. And in fact, you'll convert that into a non-toxic substance called cantharis. Cantharis, C-A-N-T-H-A-R-I-S. Cantharis is known as the Spanish fly. And that addresses things because there is an irritant aspect to that, and that's why it was said to help that area function. Now, I would rather say if you're going to feel like you need it, try the cantharis in the homeopathic form rather than taking a green fly and rubbing it on your nether regions. Not recommended. It'd be probably all too irritating that you will not want to experience. But that's another story when I do the nighttime version of the Robert Scott Bell Show. But suffice it to say, there are homeopathic formulations designed to help with function and desire for both men and women, male formulas and female formulas. Go back and listen to some of the Healing Revolution Fridays with Dr. Frank King. You'll be plugged in. That's another gift you can give of health and healing in that realm of reality. So anyway, I'm going to take a quick break, an early break, because Liam's just arrived. I want to say thanks to all our sponsors here for supporting the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. Tell your friends. We're going to be coming right back with more Valentine's Day frivolity with my good friend and superhero co-host, if you will, his name, Liam Sheff. He'll be joining me after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day, Liam. Welcome back. Glad to have you back studio here.
Thanks. Are these chocolates for me? Thanks.
Chocolate kisses for you. Get that microphone near you. It looks like a big chocolate kiss
over
there.
So good. Yeah. Look at these flowers. Oh, pink. The color of like.
You know, I was helping my kids. They were doing their Valentine's Day, filling them out and giving away tattoos now. You know, little Laurie wants to give a little fake, you know, fake tattoos and things. But remember those days where you're kind of embarrassed about all of these things? Or you were never embarrassed about the whole interaction between the species, were you?
Oh, what?
No, not Liam.
No,
not
my
superhero
God.
Liam,
are you kidding?
What?
I don't think it was in my 20s until I even realized that you could sort of talk to girls without either slobbering on them or aggravating them. You know, it took me that long to figure out, wait a second, just shut up and listen for a minute. Just shut up and listen to them. Shut up and listen. Let them get, you know, let them
say. In other words, you're hearing the learning that you had to get to be able to interact with the between the
species.
That's
in my 20s.
Is listen.
Yeah.
Yes. Key in. All right. Valentine's Day message. Listen to your loved one.
Right.
If you want to be a loved one, listen.
And ignore.
And ignore. What is the ignore part? What is the ignore part?
What did you say?
The ignore part.
I didn't somebody.
Only that if you're married, you know what the ignore part is. You have the selective hearing going.
I'm
but
kidding.
But if you're not there yet, don't ignore. Listen to everything. It's a nod with smiles. Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
No, I've never been that type. No, I was always the type to really sort of debate it out. The mistake I made with women, actually, remember Freud said what the great mystery of the universe is, what do women want? Sigmund Freud said that. I mean, he was wrong about a lot of things, but that's kind of true. The truth is that there's an irrational strain that runs through the human species, and it's emphasized in what I would consider the feminine, and of course, both men and women contain the feminine. Men tend to err on the side of direct action, and that action can be totally wrong.
Yeah.
The action can be wrong, but they're decisive about it. And people get confused about being decisive as being right or being...
Decisive is not necessarily right.
Right.
Exactly.
That would be considered more yang. So I'm not just talking about men and women. I'm talking about yin and yang. And the feminine would tend to be more inner argumentative. I wonder if I... should I end? And then taking into account...
Just
other,
do it already!
Right.
Right, yeah. Patience, my friend. Patience.
Anyway, go on.
Yeah, be a driver in a car in South Florida and try to learn patience. I mean, they pull out their Glocks the moment, you know, hey, you're going a little slow here. Well, everybody's going. Well, it used to be worse when you had, they call the blue hairs. They would come down. You heard that term?
Yeah, sure.
In the winter, the snowbirds.
Oh,
right?
I thought you meant punk rock girls.
No,
never
not the
mind.
Punk rock girls. Those were the purple hairs.
Right.
Yeah. But the idea that you could just sit and breathe, right, together. Can you be quiet with somebody? You talk about listening. Can you sit quietly? Ever have just a quiet evening where you're not even talking? You're just being in each other's presence. That's a kind of a Valentine's Day mystery.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be with someone with whom the comfort level is there, that you're both occupying a mutually shared space and you sort of communicating in those subterranean, subconscious ways that we do, and you're both happy.
Of course, you could always drink heavily.
That's the worldwide solution too.
Right. If you're uncomfortable, just, and I'm not advocating, but hey, Dr. Manny Alvarez from Fox News? What are the health benefits of beer? He's advocating drinking beer now.
Beer?
Beer?
I would love to have some beer.
Can you, yeah, Homer, you've got beer. It's in the studies now.
Dr. Robert Scott Bell, I recognize that you sometimes tell people to have a coffee enema. I would like to put some beer.
No, don't put beer there. No, no benefit.
They'll call me a quack. They'll say that I'm not practicing science.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Dr. Manny Alvarez says that beer has got a bad reputation, but there are actually a number of natural antioxidants and vitamins that can help prevent heart disease and even rebuild muscle. Now, I will grant him this because it's true. There are certain B vitamins and things in beer, but the way that you mass produce beer, like the Anheuser-Busch's of the world,
right,
that is not drinkable in my opinion.
No.
You know, if I'm going to drink something, it's probably coming from a foreign land where they have purity laws. Not that I don't do alcohol anymore. I did that in my younger years. It just lost its appeal. It kind of fell away from me, not because I consciously said, I'm not drinking anymore. But I did grow up drinking beer, and so I had developed a taste buds for it. So interestingly enough, at a time in history when they couldn't guarantee the safety of the water itself, they would brew beer, and people were drinking beer all the time. They were pretty much schnockered because they couldn't drink the water.
Right. The Middle Ages, there are a couple of books you can read, like Great Tales of English History, or I think the year 1000. These are books, populist histories about what life was like in England and Europe in that period, England especially. And they're wonderful because you get a sense of what the human dynamic has been. And yeah, lightly boozy water was the beverage of choice.
It was safer back then
for most
of reasons.
Yeah, because if you didn't have a well, or you don't know exactly if the well water might have been contaminated or whatever, you're getting something through some sort of makeshift piping, mm-hmm. it would be better to store the stuff in vats and have it be have the slight alcohol content to keep away the bad stuff, and you have a lot of probiotics. I mean, real beer is a living probiotic. It's like a frothy bread. Yeah, it's a very high calorie.
Well, think about the grains, the minerals in grains, the iron content in grains. Now, Manny is saying that you need a darker beer to get more of the iron, but there's more to it than that. I mean, there's a lot of micro brews now that are utilizing organic grains, right. organic hops. I mean, this is where if you do drink beer, I encourage you. I'm waiting for the non-alcoholic beer.
Oh, good.
What?
Oh, I can't wait. Beer's good for me.
Yes.
I'm going to drive and drink.
Beer. Hops contain polyphenols.
Don't drive and drink.
I hate it when he does it, which help lower cholesterol. Stop with the lowering cholesterol, Dr. Manny Alvarez. Come on. Fighting cancer, killing viruses, etc. Everything in moderation. Obviously, you drink a 6-pack or a 12-pack, depending on your tolerance. It's not the kind of hydration or mineralization we're looking for here. But, hey, if you're going to go out on Valentine's Day and have a celebratory beverage that may be healthful a little bit, organic beer.
Beer, you beer. Know, or wine or something, as long as it's local. Or I mean, you can't always get local, but you know what I'm saying. I just think that once you put it in a bottle and you sort of suffocate the living aspect of it, mm-hmm. so it's not really a living food anymore. I mean, I don't like beer. I think it honestly tastes the same way. It's to me the same going out as it is going in, so I'm not going to waste my money on it. Follow that?
No, what? No. I'm looking at the I've got attention
Dear
deficit.
God.
I'm on to the next story
Dear
already, Liam.
Lord.
I was thinking about the
I'm
kids.
I'm in an audience with a guy. He's staring at a screen.
Well, you know why? I got kids. And suddenly I'm like, okay, I've done the Valentine's Day thing. Now I'm thinking, okay, I'm married with kids. What am I going to do for the kids here?
Hello, and Mata.
That's where I am. Hello, Fada. Go ahead. Sorry, Liam.
No, I was just saying, my joke was that it smells the same going out.
The daddy
out as
distraction.
It smells the same going out as it comes. The
oh,
audience
lovely.
Already
lovely. Thank
already
you for the odoriferous
now
commentary.
Now everybody's now Robert's catching up for the Robert Scott Bell show. So yeah. So I don't really like beer. It's not my thing. Some people mm-hmm. like wine. I always find good looking girls like wine. Oh, I'd like to have a little wine.
I never liked wine. I just, it's like not, some people are, I mean, there's
very
a whole
tart grape
culture.
Juice.
And not to talk bad of any, because there's a lot of people that probably listen to the show that love or big wine
Why
drinkers,
do you hate
connoisseurs.
Wine drinkers? Why does
I don't
Scott
hate Bell wine
hate
drinkers.
Wine
I don't
drinkers.
Like. Well, Pina Coconetta, remember that?
No.
They had, well, the Manischewitz, they had the Jewish wines, the kosher wines and all that. But no, none of these
Pina,
things.
Pina Colonna.
No, Pina Coconetta.
What
Pina
is Coconetta, that?
Coconetta, Coconetta. I remember this growing up. It was a sweet, like, sugary wine, you know, the kind of stuff that
oh.
it was hard. Boone's Farm.
Yeah, they used to call it girls'
that?
Drinks.
Boone's Farm, do they have that up in Boston?
I don't know.
Showing my southern roots here. Things that I was exposed to as a younger man.
I don't know. They had sparkling wine spritzery things. That
definitely
were so,
not a connoisseur here on Valentine's Day. So don't go to me for advice.
That's just boozy Fanta. It's not worth drinking. No, but I always found, you know, good-looking girls liked wine. And I think they liked it because it let them sort of stop being in total control. For I like to have a little wine. It makes me feel happy. You know, because it's tough growing up being a very good-looking girl. You know, everybody's hitting on you. You got to restrain everything. So you got to have your wine.
Liam, I did not know that about you.
It's true. I was a very, very good-looking girl until a certain age.
It's a Valentine's Day. A little silliness here. I wanted to go. Look, you're the single
I was
guy.
Not.
You're like the uncle to the kids, that kind of thing,
yep.
as opposed to being the parent that I am.
Yeah.
I was still looking at the kids. There's another story here that Super Don sent me. By the way, his dad's doing better, thank God. We'll get him back on the air, but doing some things in absentia there.
Yes, reaching out, send your good wishes to Don, Super Don Naylor. Really, send good wishes to him and family. Send
his dad's
healing
recovering.
Wishes.
Yeah.
Really,
give
please.
Him a call. Say hello to Super Don at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. He's often the first one to get your call, so say hello when you do dial in. And by the way, the publisher, I think, sent me three more books. They keep sending me books. I mean, the Psychology of Wealth. And I want to encourage you to – there's an older book by Dr. Charles Richards called Karmic Relationships. This would be a good one to read for Valentine's
Aren't
Day.
Aren't they all?
Karmic, yeah, they're all karmic. until you burn up all the karma, and then you're like, okay, we're done with that. We're either moving on or we're coming together because we want to be together. So karmic relationships. But anyway, three more books that I got from the publisher. So if you call up 866-939-BELL, if you sincerely want a copy of Psychology of Wealth, you can do that. Call up. Anyway, kindergartners who can pay more attention may reap benefits later. Now, you hear a headline like that, you're like, is that a moment of duh? What are they talking about here? But it turns out, Liam, this is a story about, well, those kids that are not paying that good of attention, we might need to get them on medications earlier.
In the public schools.
Right, of course. A study was published recently in the Journal of Abnormal Child Psychology.
Sure is.
Yeah, and what kid is normal, and who defines normal? That's another aspect of this.
Yeah, I remember that. I've talked about this before, but on the late, great Sopranos show in the first few years, it was just a tremendous bit of writing. It got very long in the tooth pretty quickly, but Tony Soprano, big, fat mobster, really tough guy, idiosyncratic, funny, often unintentionally, and a great character like from a American novel or English novel, that kind of thing. You know, he's got these two kids who are both demented in their own way, being raised by a mobster and his wife. And the boy doesn't pay attention. He's totally scatterbrained. He doesn't like to focus. He, of course, doesn't like responsibility, and he doesn't like authority. And he's just sort of passive about it all. So he's not doing well in school. And the parents get called into the school psychologist office, and the mother is just losing it. And the teacher's saying, I'm afraid he has ADHD. And the mother says, oh my God, Tony, I knew there was something wrong with him. And Tony says, wait a second, what is ADHD? And he says, it's attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And Soprano goes, what are the symptoms of this? And he goes, well, not always paying attention, not always following instructions, and fidgeting. And Soprano goes, fidgeting? So I always go back to that when he'll say ADD. I go, yeah, he probably fidgeted once in a while.
Well, listen to this from the article. Children who are attentive in kindergarten are likely to have work-oriented skills in higher grades, which provides lifelong benefits, according to a new study. You know, this is work-oriented. I mean, this is like worker bee mentality. This is what I say about the entire scholastic system in the West has basically come down to indoctrinating kids to be worker bees, to be in the hive, basically mediocrity. You just keep your head down, nose to the grindstone, don't be creative, just do what we say, and if you don't get it now, we're going to drug you. And that's where the education system is today.
It's a great leap forward. We're taking that great leap forward.
How so?
Does that ring a... Mao Zedong in the... I want to say, was it the 40s? I'm going to get this wrong. Write your letters to Liam Chef, care of the Robert Scott Bell Show, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Anyway, the Great Leap Forward was an act put forward by Mao Zedong, His Royal Highness of Premier of China for many decades. And he said, we're going to make sure that all of the children are at the cutting edge of the future. They're all going to leave their schools and go work on the farms, and then we're going to have a perfect society. Generations went without any learning or schooling. They all became terribly, terribly ignorant. They were separated actually from their families, and this was considered a great thing to do by Mao. He did another thing in the Great Leap Forward. He starved everybody to death by listening to crazy bad ideas from this from Stalin's sort of purge of everybody, where they pre-soaked grain and put it in bags so it would rot and ferment, and they didn't have anything to plant. So millions of people starved. By historians will tell you it's tens of millions of people died. Anyway, when you try to get everybody doing one thing, or you give them an idea that we're all supposed to fit into one sort of shoe size, you're definitely going to create madness. Now, in Florida, where this show originates, the state just got rid of No Child Left Behind, and you're no longer going to have failing schools. And I heard some teachers on the radio saying, this is great because the idea that one kid in a class or two or three kids in a class can make it so that the entire class or school gets a failing grade is absurd, because not every kid is going to be at the same place on a Tuesday every week,
right?
And you shouldn't try to have them be so, because you have very gifted learners, and you have very average learners, and you have some below average learners. And that's life, and you can't do anything about that, and you shouldn't try. You should let the gifted people excel to their level, right, and let all the people in the little group called the classroom sort of compete a little bit and maybe even figure out a better way to teach kids so that you don't have to do grade stuff as much.
Well, and I speak out against what they call public education, and people think I'm a, you know, horrific kind of guy. I mean, how come? I mean, isn't it education that brought us up to, well, to, you know, to some degree, I'd like to see the freedom to educate and supposed to be the compulsory thing. This is what we want you to learn, and let more family involvement come in. Hey, the churches, the this or that. I want it all to be there. Right now, you have this so-called compulsory education that has basically taken people down to a lower common denominator in the public or government education system to the point of indoctrination, to where we're teaching you how to be a good, quote-unquote, citizen. A good slave, basically. And what I'm looking for is, yes, we all have unique talents, each of our kids. If you have more than one kid, you can watch. The same family, you can have absolute brilliance. You could have whatever. It's all in the same family. And these kids come in with gifts, and then they're either allowed to, let's say, manifest those gifts, or they're shut down to those gifts because we can't have somebody be thinking creatively, imaginatively outside the box because it threatens the rest of us.
Right. Yeah, I remember in high school I was sent to this crazy place for a couple of years called CEDU, which was really a miserable child abuse cult. And I was 16 when I got there and just turned 19 when I left. And to tell you that I stayed there through my 18th year sort of lets you know that home wasn't that great either. But they took stuff away from us all the time. Now, fortunately, I'd already developed a lot of my mind, so I think I was able to heal afterward. But if you were really good at something and you wanted to do it a lot, they would actually stop you because you weren't developing your other skills. And they did that with me. Like, I used to draw and paint and do all this kind of stuff. And they put a real limit on how creative you could be. Why? Because they wanted to control you. That was a cult environment. So when you find the teachers controlling you and saying, this is what you have to do, this is what you don't. Now, there's basic proficiency in reading. People say, oh, rote learning is terrible. But, you know, penmanship, grammar, you do a little of that. Mm-hmm. It's worth a lot. It's worth doing times and addition, subtraction, multiplication a little bit. You can have more fun with it than they do. But beyond that, the lie that they teach you in school is that you have 8 or 10 years to learn.
Yeah.
I've never stopped learning.
Yeah, right there. Exactly right. In fact, I've learned more out of school than I ever learned in it. Now, the basics, of course, we know, but outside of the school, even university stuff. I was looking at university stuff I was learning. I was like, dude, this is just messed up.
It's high school, too.
And you get out of it, and suddenly you have to unlearn all of it and then relearn the reality. In fact, what have we learned from this segment, Liam? Of course, it's Valentine's Day. We talked a little relationships. In just one segment, we covered a lot. I think the adults need the ADHD drugs. The kids need the beer. Okay, I'm exaggerating.
Listen, probiotics and glutathione for all.
Everybody. Let's take a break here. More of Valentine's Day irreverence on the Robert Scott Bell Show with my superhero sidekick, who will be at the Health Freedom Expo with me. We'll talk more about that as well. Also, vaccine or measles. Which one do you want? How about neither? We'll talk about that as well.
Just let your heart decide. Won't you please be my Valentine?
Look at these flowers, though, pink, the color of life.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Hello.
Hello!
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I was thinking of that song, Liam, The Greatest Love of All. Remember the big Whitney Houston hit?
Oh, yeah.
And all the, what about, how will I know if she thinking of me? What was that one? That was Whitney Houston.
Wow. You put on the wig for that one.
Wow. Yeah. We used to, I mean, that was.
She was so talented.
We were doing aerobics to that.
She was so talented.
She has an amazing voice.
I want to feel the heat with somebody. I want to dance with somebody. She was so talented. We were, I realized she was 48. She's, and we were dancing to her when I was in the eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So she was 8 years older than I was, and she had at 21. She had a professional. She was hitting the heights of her professional career, only to go higher and higher and make a number of other good songs and a movie that I never saw, which people seem to like. With Kevin Costner.
Right Guard.
Yeah, the Right Guard. And then she sings that awful song that people think is the greatest song she sang.
And which one was that?
I will always love you.
I will always love you. That's right.
It sounds like a siren to me.
That wasn't the best song.
No, it was not. No, it sounds like a siren going on and on. The same with that Celine Dion song from the Titanic. It's just, it never comes off the high note.
Yeah,
it's
sing that better than her.
So it sounds, it just sounds like a siren. But Whitney Houston was so, so talented. You listen to that voice and you go, okay, I have reasons to believe in the transcendent power of the creative universe.
Right.
So, like, I think the Beatles that were sort of given to us to believe that, there are more powerful things to be hopeful about and care about. And you listen to Whitney Houston's voice and you go, wow, the breath control, the amazing control she had. She could just study a little bit of singing and listen to her. I think it was her aunt, Dionne Warwick, another incredibly talented singer. But she's gone now, Whitney.
At 48. And what, Michael Jackson at 50?
50.
We talked Heath Ledger. I mean, how many people have been taken out of the so-called life chain by pharmaceutical drugs?
Right. Amy Winehouse. What a terribly, what's the word? A name that predicts the future. Winehouse, right? Terrible.
Yeah. Hello. And by the way, I wasn't advocating kids should be drinking beer.
And we were talking about alcohol. The thing to mention about alcohol is that it actually contains alcohol, which is a poison. Mm-hmm. It's actually a poison.
Well, it's a metabolic waste. I mean, it's not something our bodies don't know how to deal with, but to excess, obviously, that's the problem. And I know I am at first to admit in my high school years – I wasn't of age, but it was the rite of passage of teenagers. I was an adult. I was bar mitzvahed. Remember?
At 13, you're a man.
Right? You get your alcohol.
13.
Yeah, that's it. But the abuse of it is
you imagine
such.
That? Yeah. You remember that? You know, like my Jewish friends, like, I'm a man today. I'm like, dude.
Get over yourself.
You're 14.
Talk to me when we drop you off in the woods 3 miles or 30 miles from, the rite of passage
today,
is lost
I am a man.
In our culture, right?
Yeah.
It's a rite of passage. Here, have some money. You read from the Torah. Great. It's more than that. But we've lost that in the West as well. Rites of passage. So the idea of metabolic waste, like alcohol, is something that we know how to deal with. That's why we talk about eating a banana. There's methanol in it. There's ethanol in it. These are normal metabolites. And in fact, during the Krebs cycle of digestion, you produce some level of alcohol. So it isn't unknown. It's not like a toxic poison in the same sense, although it is a toxic poison based on dose.
Dose.
Right?
Dose-dependent
dose specific,
poison. Yeah.
So very good point, a little bit, as
only
they say.
Only to say, and I'm not a prude. I know people drink. I never try to stop anybody from drinking. But anyway, get these natural things and a full, rich food kind of based drink, you'll have a better time with it.
Yeah. Cava.
Yeah, no, I mean, even if you're going to have a wine, you could go to a local winery and get something that's got all the great things that comes in the grapes that's actually good for you. And the same with the beer. Anyway, or you can do the non-alcoholic for the same purpose. But we were talking about Brittany Murphy, Heath Ledger, Amy Winehouse, and of course the list always goes on of people who've died of drugs. And now I'm giving a talk at the Health Freedom Expo.
Yes.
We're giving a talk. I've now completed the board game. We're going to be doing sort of an HIV test, Candyland. I mean, it's got nothing like you've ever seen before. I swear.
You'll blow your mind when you see this.
Blow your mind.
You will never look at the whole HIV AIDS thing again the same way.
No. And this is going to be fun. It's going to be wild and very different. And I'm not just going to tell you what you already know if you already know it. It's really going to be fun. And we're going to have a couple of posters for sale that you can put up. They won't be expensive. You can put them up. You can give them to people and say, hey, by the way, do you know this? These are all the things that this is everything you should know about AIDS, but have never been told but the AIDS establishment and all the supposed gay rights activists, life-saving AIDS drugs.
Terminating.
They're black box drugs. They kill your liver. They suppress your bone marrow. They destroy your heart tissue. They destroy your spleen, your gallbladder, your kidneys. They kill you. They suck the fat out of your body. They redistribute it in humps in your back. These aren't life-saving. These are very, very, very toxic. And we now understand that Whitney Houston can... You know, she's been degrading her body on drugs for years, which a lot of people have pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
She was clearly in rather psychotic relationships. She had a number of unresolved issues that apparently got the best of her, unfortunately. And then you look at somebody like Heath Ledger, apparently a guy has ever lived who was an actor. You know, and nobody ever had a bad word to say about him. Kind of a sweetheart. Takes some sleeping pills and never wakes up. Mm-hmm. You have Amy Winehouse, very troubled, incredibly talented girl. You have a nice actress, a very funny Brittany Murphy, you know, on something, gets some pneumonia, supposedly kills her, drugs, right, involved. And then we're supposed to believe that chronic chemotherapy for 20 years is good for you?
No, of course not.
But
you know, there's a story here off of Russia Today, RT. I saw this... I think Celia Farber had it up on her Facebook page. I noticed it earlier, always yesterday. Anti-HIV pill to cause AIDS epidemic. To cause the AIDS epidemic. I mean, are they starting to recognize that the drugs are actually causing the immune collapse?
That's
Is
funny.
It possible?
No, because the news prostitute there from Russia
you
Today.
You remember that?
Yes.
They interviewed you, they interviewed me, and now they're publishing an article here about this Truvada, considered to be a medical breakthrough, but others are saying this once-a-day pill will actually cause an AIDS epidemic.
They're getting it. That's I'm really, amazing. Really impressed with them. I mean, because I tease them because, number one, I was being filmed at a distance, so they have us going through these camera computers, and I'm like trying to hear. I'm turning my head. I look beautifully spastic. It's a great performance. It's something right out of Monty Python. I look deranged. But the audio's there, and she's asking me whether I'd have sex with person A, B, or C, and I'm like, Svetlana, I don't even understand the question. I mean, the reality is that this is not a sexually transmitted problem unless you're talking about hundreds of episodes of nitrite inhalant-induced anal sex in which you're ripping ripping your body apart, mixing, blood and feces, and you're getting septic infections.
Not
then you're
good hygiene at all. And
well,
of course,
that's not even just hygiene. You're actually causing bodily injury by doing so many drugs so as to be
very destructive.
Insensible to the sex act.
Yeah.
So that's the reality that nobody wants to talk about. That's an actual reality of people who are ending up in the gay community being so-called positives, is this insensibility, this overusing of emptying the gut flora out, using things to wash the beneficial mucosal layers out of their colons. Very, very dangerous life stuff. But Russia TV is getting the drugs, our black box, FDA black box labeled drugs.
Incredible. Incredible. And remember, when you talk about, and on your board game, if you will, on your poster, you talk about all the things that will cause a positive result on the test, of HIV, including vaccination, big one, And we talk about that, you know, John Rappaport and I in the vaccine seminar, the Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, by the way, available through WebC, and I've got the link up at robertscottbell.com. But there's a measles outbreak in Indiana, Liam. A measles outbreak in Indiana. Two confirmed cases of measles. And so what they basically say...
I'm sorry. Did you say two confirmed?
Two confirmed cases, right? It's a major outbreak. But the health authorities, local authorities, the pharmaceutically conflicted authorities, you know, ready to syringe everybody to wipe out what they call this sometimes deadly and very preventable disease. And this Dr. John Christensen of Riley Hospital for Children said in an email that although measles can be a fatal disease, it's also preventable. So they're promoting the idea that the MMR shot is critical. It's all, you know. So when they say can be a fatal disease, well, is it true? Well, it's more likely to be fatal if you happen to live in a third world country than if you happen to live in Indiana, New York, or Massachusetts. Case in point, what you've written about for years, Liam, in Africa, raw sewage in the streets, lack of adequate sanitation, hygiene, nutrition, etc. A common cold could kill you in an environment like that.
Yeah. Being starving to death and then getting the measles may push a chronically weakened person over that that brink.
So when they try to frighten you, say measles can be fatal, it's like an element of truth in that fraction, but they don't tell you the fraction.
Well, vaccination can be fatal.
Thank you. Exactly. And much more common, perhaps. Here's the quote from the CDC.
Oh, I'd say vaccination is more fatal.
Thank you. About 1 out of 10 children with measles also gets an ear infection. And up to 1 out of 20 gets pneumonia. And about 1 out of 1,000 gets encephalitis. And 1 or 2 out of 1,000 die. So you keep going down these fractions. It gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And out of how many hundreds of thousands of cases did a death actually occur? And you begin to see how rare, in fact, it is. You're talking about, let's see this number. How many people died? Zero. Okay. This is the entire U.S. population in 1963. That's when measles was more prevalent prior to the vaccine, right? 0.000237% of the population. It's not statistically relevant how few, and yet they would say, well, it could be fatal, and that's enough. That's enough for the vaccine apologist and enthusiast to say, oh my gosh, you could die.
Life is a terminal condition. You know, I wonder when they'll give up this idea that we're supposed to live forever and ever. It could be fatal. Oh, well, cutting your fingernails, because eating carrots apparently is correlated with cancer, because people who've gotten cancer have eaten carrots.
Right.
Getting a cold apparently can be fatal, because people who've sometimes had colds in their life have also eventually died.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know where to go with this.
Well, people don't understand, and certainly these dunderheaded doctors and vaccine aficionados and proponents really don't understand the immune system, because these childhood diseases are almost that, you know, we mentioned rites of passage earlier.
They're
part of the establishment of a healthy immune system that we would pass on that strength, that immunity, if you will, to the next generation. And we are relying upon artificially inducing antibodies, if that's even really happening. And we're actually weakening the species. And I can tell you, dealing with measles, mumps, rubella, etc., homeopathically, with silver hydrosol, utilizing vitamin C, echinacea. I mean, there's 100, if not 1,000 ways to go that even if you should succumb temporarily. And in fact, many of the kids are exposed to it and never show evidence of it because they're so strong, it doesn't manifest that much at all anyway.
Right. So if you have, by the way, a lot of people, you know, shingles, which is a kind of herpes, which is related to chicken, you know, it's a kind
chicken pox. Yeah.
Is more prevalent in Africa, where people are malnourished and starving. And you can get it over and over again. You can get it if you if you have a really damaged liver, if you don't have selenium.
No, there's no way you could, Liam. You have antibodies for chicken pox. That can't happen.
You know, the funny thing is it doesn't work that way. Just having antibodies doesn't prevent illness. So in 100% vaccinated populations, you'll have, significant incidence of the same disease that you were trying to vaccinate.
Or they will rename it. That's the trick. And of course, John Rappaport and I go into that extensively in this seminar. My goodness, how they are. They're sleight of hand magicians. They're amazing in the way they can market a disease and then change it so it's not the same disease and say, well, we eradicated it. What's that over there? Oh, no, that has nothing to do with this.
Right. Same symptoms, but couldn't be the same cause.
We're the guys that get to label it. Don't question us.
Right. Well, at the HIV talk, we're going to talk about Robert Gallo's HTLV-1 and 2 and all these things.
They did it with that.
Yeah. You can associate any of these little proteins that you can suck out of cells with any number of illnesses, because they're cellular proteins. That's all. So you can associate anything with anything and then sell it and package it. Hep C, Hep D, Big Bird fluitis.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. And I have, by the way, the Vaccinoplex here I'm holding from King Bio. It's one of the remedies I talk about in the seminar because so many people have already been vaccinated. And they don't know what to do to counteract the effects, the negative effects of vaccination, be it vaccinosis, could be years later. And so some of them are still frightened into taking it. So there are homeopathic options that are known for over 100, ever since vaccination. You know, and it's how horrific is that? In fact, on our, what do we got? There's a picture you just drew recently of how Jenner was doing the cowpox.
That's
the arm, right? We're going to show everybody at Health Freedom Expo. They're going to see that.
That's one of the posters for one of your seminars. Yeah. Is the brief history on one page, colorful of vaccination.
Yes.
Yep.
Very exciting to get that out visually.
Not smallpox, but cowpox. That's really what smallpox vaccine is.
Yes. Well, listen, Valentine's Day edition. I don't know. I guess the heart, there's blood involved here, so it could be related somehow to Valentine's Day, what we're talking about here.
Ow.
Yeah, ow, ow. All right, well, take a break. We're going to take a breather. Say thanks to our sponsors, robertscottbell.com, 866-939-BELL. Please sign up for email alerts at naturalnewsradio.com.
How will I know?
How will I know if she's thinking of me?
Yeah!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So if you want to learn how to detoxify from vaccinations on top of so many other things, please check it out, Vaccines Armed and Dangerous. All the things they don't want you to hear that I did with John Rappaport. By the way, Mike Adams sent out a email blast yesterday afternoon about this. He said there was the top four interesting, a surge of interest in the top four programs at WebSeed, including The Greater Good, Doctors Are More Harmful Than Germs. I interviewed him, Biggleson, I think. Reversing the Irreversible, and Vaccines Armed and Dangerous. Thank you. Thank you to the Health Ranger for helping get that out. We've got the link up at robertscottbell.com. You'll see it, top right-hand corner. Just click on it, download it. It's yours at $20 off while still available at that special rate. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day, Liam. Having a good time with you, even though we got to cover always some interesting, sometimes not so nice or pretty topics.
Thanks, girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
We're talking about love, relationships.
Oh, right here, snap.
Oh, yes. It is Valentine's Day special. What has your man done for you?
Go to Blessed Mother Organics. That's what you want him to do for you.
Yep.
And get you some great, it's an amazing thing. We just saw that yesterday. They opened up there.
This is a local thing. BM Organics online. They've now leased a space that used to be a two-floor Persian restaurant with an open inner balcony, and you can go and sit on the inside, and it's going to be a talking space, and they've got a restaurant section, and they've got a store section, and it's about as good-looking a space as I've ever seen inhabited by a store. And there are, you know, it's a friendly store because they sell organic foods, mm-hmm. and they're going to have organic talks and talks about the real things that go on in the world, and I'm very excited and happy for Charles Weber and Paola Weber and everybody else. They're also starting a school, if you can believe it. We had him on last week, Charles, to talk about that school.
Mm. Well, this is going to be exciting. And I think what we see here and what you said, even when Charles was on with his wife starting the school, that this concept of duplicatability, of not reinventing the wheel, right?
Right?
And that we can duplicate this everywhere. So if you don't have something like a BM Organics where you are, or these schools that are teaching these things, you may be the one to start it.
Yep.
This is what, you know, the value system is changing. The economic system is changing. The government school systems are going to be crumbling. I mean, they literally are from the inside already. It's not as apparent, but the economic system, look at what's happening in Greece with the tumbling of their, they used to have drachmas, right? I think they did, and the euros, but they're having to be bailed out, and they're rioting in the streets over this. Bernanke's over there promising it's going to be done with our Federal Reserve notes.
Wow, what a clown.
Excuse
me, but what a clown. Right. I don't know what to say about that. Is he really? I missed that.
Yeah. Bernanke was traveling over in Europe and saying, yeah, we'll cover you. Of course, listen, the relationship between the World Bank, the IMF, and the Federal Reserve, if people understood that, they'd realize they're paying taxes to support global monetary units, even if they're called dollars. This is how we've been able to have perpetual warfare. And Doug Weed talked about it last hour. He was right. The whole idea of being at war and nobody had to pay for it was
right.
Because they basically printed the money.
Right.
You pay for it through inflation, right? You debasement of the value. And, of course, it hits the middle class, the poor, the very people the Democrats have still not fully woken up to realize they're destroying by their love affair with the Federal Reserve. They say, oh, that Ron Paul, he's a crank. He wants the gold standard. That's only for rich people. What the hell do you think has gone on? They've destroyed the poor people with the Federal Reserve System. That's what you're defending?
Yeah, the liberal Democrats don't seem to understand yet that the government, which they oppose on all things warfare, is not their friend on all things financial. I don't know why they don't get that. Some of them, a handful of them, have understood that the pharmaceutical madness is also not their friend, even though it masquerades as government health care. But I think the majority of people will still stand up in this country and say, oh, we deserve free health care. And they don't understand that free health care is this sort of toxic slavery system. Mm-hmm. And then they say they're opposed to the war, but they don't really have the guts to investigate why we're in the war. And I've never met a really good liberal Democrat who would ever go beyond the, there were many anomalies with 9/11 phase. I never met anybody. Yeah, it's not true. I mean, once you get over the idea that 9/11 is a true story, the official story, you can't be a liberal Democrat anymore because you realize that they're as involved in a systematic cover-up as anybody. Their media won't investigate it. They tracked back and hid the details and so on and so forth. The same way that Fox News, our friends at Fox, just ended the show with the best person that maybe has ever been on.
Judge Andrew Napolitano. And by the way, I want to remind everybody, the No One But Paul Money Bomb, Valentine's Day Money Bomb, is today, February 14th, this Money Bomb. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have Doug Weed on today from the campaign. No One But Paul, and that's the reality that no one running in the traditional establishment parties understands the things that are really going on here. And, you know, our ability to make a choice right now that could be for the benefit of the future. However, even if we don't make the right or the best or the good choice, in my opinion, we're still going to learn. It just might be harder to learn or learn it the harder way. I've always been of the mind that, yeah, once I learned that I couldn't protect my sister from the hardships of the things I knew because I was older than her, that still we had the opportunity to look at others and learn from their mistakes and their hardships and their ailments, etc., and make choices so that you wouldn't have to have cancer just because someone else in your family did. And that's something that we have been given the freedom to do. And that's what Ron Paul is all about, just acknowledging and honoring the freedom and getting the government out of your life in that way.
You know, I'm thinking about Ron Paul, and I'm wondering why they're – I know he's running for president. And I'm glad he is, because I know him now and I know what he does and stands for. But I wonder, is there a Paul School for Government the way that there's a Kennedy School for Government?
Well, there's the Mises Institute out there in lower L.A., lower Alabama, funny enough, near Auburn, Alabama. And that is definitely there's a lot of high schoolers now that are taking courses. They have a summer camps on Austrian economics and politics. So there are things that are happening that never before were around when I was going or you were going to school. So there's a lot of things that are springing up, just like we said, locally, be the BM Organics, right? And the school that would teach about organic growing, the basic concepts of there's a cycle in life, learn the rhythm of it and work with it as opposed to working against it. So there's a lot of positive things happening out of these hardships are driving us back to the hardiness of life, learning that, because we got it easy. Even though the economy's tanking, most people still have a roof over their head, right? I don't know for how long. Most people still do. And there was a time where we had to work our tushies off on the land just to be able to eat food every season and have enough to get through the winter. That existed.
Well, there is that. There were periods of hardship. But I have to tell you, if you do read any histories of Europe, you know, once you're settled into an area and you're farming it, you actually have a lot of free time to pursue artisanship and crafts. And I'm not trying to upend your point.
No, I understand what you're saying.
The work was hard, but
yes,
you had a lot of feast days and a lot of royal, religious holidays. And the point of the religious holiday was just to let the people
celebrate,
have a good time. So mm-hmm. I think if you look at medieval Europe, a third of the year was religious holidays, which means everybody gets together, they dance,
right?
They sing, they drink. They fornicate.
Back to the beer and the wine. Again.
And they make more kids.
And the Valentine's Day.
every few days is Valentine's Day.
Well, and if we look at the way they lived, again, the hardness of life was we used our physical bodies differently than we do by and large today.
Yep.
And
but
yet,
it's not that hard.
But
it feels
good.
But
then we had the washing machine that came about. The vacuum cleaner. All these things that said, well, it's going to make our life easier. And then we ended up filling it. Now every waking spare second is filled with something. And so I think we're going to move to balance back out into that time where we need quiet again.
Right.
We need some quiet again. Listen to the sound of the wind going through the leaves, right? And you're out there with the bugs, with the earthworms, and there's something else that comes over you that's very powerful. When I first started doing the organic farming, my mentor, you know, introduced me to is like, wow, this is something I was never, you know, as a city slicker initially, I thought food came from the grocer's freezer.
Mm. No, it's much deeper. Putting your hands in the dirt, you connect with the energetic matrix of the earth, and you feel healing, and you have... I remember when I started gardening again, I would have dreams of... I mean, literally, just... up close, fields of things just sprouting. I mean, I'd close my eyes at the end of a day of weeding or planting in our raised bed plots and the garden plots. And it was just this very deep connection with, and things were sprouting. It's like one of those slow motion, sped up motion films you see of a plant sprouting. I mean, it's just this sort of overtaking in my imagination of seeds coming to germination and then making leaves. As though touching the earth and having your hands in it and growing things is just so, so deeply intrinsic to who we are, as opposed to tapping a glass screen and pretending to water a plant and then comparing your scores about how you watered a non-plant plant with the other people and then sending that via Wi-Fi through the cafe. And you say, oh, my plant lived and yours didn't. Nobody had a plant. It's not real. Go out. Raise a bed, you know, put some, if you live in the city, put some things in your, even if you don't have a balcony, get a UV light, a plant light. They sell them, right? The home and garden stores sell a plant light and put part of your table and put plants on it. You know, it start to grow things again. Get a little compost box, fill it with worms. You'll be happier.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, and it's Valentine's Day. You want to give a Valentine's gift to your honey?
Box of worms.
And donate to RonPaul2012.com for the special No One But Paul or anyone. Yeah, No One But Paul Money Bomb. That would be a great gift that'll make your honey love you even more.
Chocolate covered worms.
Yeah, excellent. Hey, without those chocolate covered worms, how would the soil be rehabilitated? Oh, you mean to eat them?
No, I did not. No, I would never eat a worm.
No, but yeah, the oh, yeah, the raw. Hey, there's another thought. Amy's Living Magic. How about some?
Liveinmagic.com.
Liveinmagic.com.
Yeah, they've just adjusted some of their chocolate recipes. They're going to be even more savory and delicious. These bittersweet chocolates, you know, I can't.
They had these beautiful hearts.
They're wonderful. They're
colostrum. Really good immune boosting thing.
If you're into that, and then if you're not, you don't have to have that.
No, there's a lot of different things, a lot of different choices as well.
I got to get some more of that chocolate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Liam, thanks for spending a little Valentine's Day with me. I feel very special now.
You are special.
Isn't that special?
I'm going to go have a beer enema.
No, don't do that. Oh, listen, well, we got lots more healing to do this
week. Lay on my left side. Hold on a second.
Special thanks to Doug Weed for joining us from the Ron Paul campaign last hour. Special thanks to superhero sidekick Liam Sheff and in absentia Super Don Naylor, the producer, to end all producers.
You bet.
He's hanging in there with his dad's getting better. Thank you both, all of you, for helping out to make the healing be that much more powerful that we do every day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we simply remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.